Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, we've heard a lot about Arina Zaruska, how she survived the war with Russia, lived in a bomb shelter, but could not survive Democrat criminal policies in Charlotte. But what does it say? And there's been a lot of outrage across the country that her attacker was not put in prison after the record he amassed. The crazy part is his record's nothing compared to Alexander Dickey's. I mean, Alexander Dickey is a masterclass of crime. And yet the world doesn't know that when Alexander Dickey killed Logan Federico, he should have been in prison for 30 years across 4 cases. But he was allowed to continue to wander around. He broke into the place she was staying when she made the mistake of coming down here to South Carolina from the Charlotte area where she was safer. And she just, you know, she went to sleep, visited some friends at UNC, and he did what he did over and over. He breaks in, it's his MO, breaks into a place that's occupied, steals, it says burglary, steals the credit cards, the debit cards, and then goes on a spending spree. She got in his way and he killed her. He shot her right in the face. What is remarkable when I started pulling his record, and we heard from her dad yesterday, he testified before Congress. And the hearing, the whole point of the hearing yesterday, Lee, as you know, was, wow, Democrat crime policy sure are out of control. The problem is that this happened in South Carolina.
39 goddamn times, 25 felonies was on the street. How about that? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year.
This is truly astonishing, Lee, and it's something we need to really talk about. And I'd love to work with some state legislatures to rein these judges in. They are out of control. We have this thing in South Carolina called a suspended sentence. And what it is it's really only supposed to be used in your first criminal offense. And what it is the judge, you're convicted. The judge imposes your sentence. In his case, he had 4 of them, including 5 years for multiple auto thefts, felonies, car break-ins, grand larceny. And then 2 more 10-year sentences, one for burglary, and the other one for felony grand larceny over $10,000. So what's supposed to happen is the judge says, okay, I'm going to give you a 10-year sentence for your felony here. If you so much as look the wrong way, sneeze, or violate the rules I've put in place for you, often includes, drug rehab, whatever, then you go to prison. That's what a suspended sentence is. It is not meant for, Lee, you do your first burglary, then you come before the same judge a year later and you do your second burglary and he just keeps giving you suspended sentences till you've racked up 30 years worth of suspended sentences. But that's what happened. And there's 2 judges that did this with him. I went through the entire records of both. I don't know, and I want to give the judges some leeway because one of them is retired, but the other one has not gotten back to me. Really hope to hear from him so he can explain this to me, how he gave Alexander Devontae Dickey a 5-year suspended sentence for 8 charges of breaking into a motor vehicle, 2 charges of stolen goods disposed, 1 charge of stolen vehicle disposed, When he screwed up again, Lee, he gives him a 10-year suspended sentence for burglary. Out the door he goes. So that's 2014. That's Judge Edward W. Miller is the one whose name is on these documents. Dickey is back before Judge Miller same year for grand larceny of more than $10,000. Convicted. Gives him another 10-year suspended sentence. All I had to do is suspend unsuspend the last sentences. Look at Federico be alive, but he let him out the door. I just don't understand it. So now we're up to 25 years worth of suspended sentences across three cases, and he's going strong, man. I mean, he's big into now financial card use, stealing people's cards. He breaks in, does the burglary again. This is 2015. Another judge, Thomas Russo, goes, "What a fine young man. Only three suspended sentences. Let's make it four." Gives him 5 years and says, "Okay, I'm gonna get tough this time. You have to serve 225 days, which he does. But suspends the rest of it. Says, "No, you better behave or I'm going to make you serve the rest." He was joking. By 2017, he was convicted of possession of meth, possession of a firearm by a person convicted of a violent felony. He got 12 months for that, Lee, but only served 111 days. Then he gets hit with a criminal conspiracy charge in 2019, common law strong arm robbery. So he's also physically using guns and forcing himself on people. He was sentenced to 4 years in restitution for that in 2019. Had he actually served that, Logan Federico would be alive. But he did it. Out the door he went. I can't figure that one out because there's no suspended sentence with it. He got 4 years but never served it. So naturally, having gotten the pat on the back from judges, he does a burglary again in 2023. And the same judge from the other two cases, Edward Miller, according to court records, which may be incorrect, and I've sent him an email to ask him, like, "Can you explain this to me? Please come on the show," gives him another 5 year suspended sentence. If you're still counting, Lee, that's 35 years worth of suspended sentences across four cases. Make this make sense.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to make it make sense.
You can't make it
if you
sense.
Have this information in front of you as a judge and you see the same individual coming back with the same crimes and suspended sentences over and over again, somebody's got to pull the trigger there, if you'll excuse the pun, and put this person in prison where they belong. All of those suspended sentences should be suspended, and you should have to serve every single one of those.
Yeah.
This just doesn't make any sense.
Instead, the same judge that's supposed to be activating the old suspended sentence is giving him new ones. And the only reason I want to give myself a little leeway here till I hear from the judge, and I really hope he responds to me, because I'm not going away, okay? I'm not. I'm going to keep talking about this till you respond to me. I've written a very polite email. I need to understand this. I imagine as a judge, you see a lot of cases.
Yes, he does. They all do. They see a lot of cases.
Did he realize, like, say, in 2023, when he was giving him a new suspended sentence, that he'd already given him two more in 2013 and 2014? Maybe he just forgot? Or maybe the court records aren't very good somehow and the judges don't know. Because, like, I'd really like to know that because we need to fix that.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous. I mean, this blows away the guy in Charlotte that killed Irina Zaruska in terms of just pure criminal intent and criminality, the number of charges, the number of felonies. I mean, this is way worse in Charlotte.
I can somewhat understand from a justice situation where a person's prior crimes from a completely different case are not brought up in front of a jury. When they are trying that particular case, I can sort of understand that.
He pled guilty to these.
But when it comes to the sentencing, that absolutely, positively should be taken into account.
Yeah, I can't find a jury trial.
There is no justice for the victims of crimes if that is not taken into account, particularly if there have been suspended sentences where you have been sentenced to something for a crime but have it suspended in the interest of equity or justice or whatever you want to call it. But if you are continuing to violate that grace you have been given by the previous judgments, then that should be done away with.
And again, I'm trying to understand this. So I can't make it make sense. The problem is that Judge Edward W. Miller is a circuit court judge. So he hears cases around the state. That's why these cases are in Richland and Lexington. Where he racked up most of his crimes. But Judge Miller lives here in Greenville and is on the bench in Greenville, where I pray to God he's not doing this in case after case, because I'm telling you what, this ain't his first murder. there's a lot of dead people in his past because of the people he's let out. There would have to be if he has continually done this. And I want to understand, why is he doing this? And I asked him, why do you keep giving suspended sentences when you should be triggering the old one? I don't know. I haven't heard back from him. Maybe there's a good explanation for it. But if there's not, we need to do something about this. These judges, we have got to pass legislation in the state to stop these judges from doing this. Because this guy, again, the dad is not wrong. He could have served 140 years. He was absolutely sentenced to 30. And all the judge had to do was trigger the suspended sentence. And he kept putting him out again and again and again, which is just meaningless. You just do another burglary. He gives you a suspended sentence. You get out again. You go do another burglary.
And because of that, this 22-year-old young woman is dead.
Is dead. Beautiful 22-year-old woman. And her father is just absolutely torn to pieces, as anybody would
and
be.
This is far from an isolated case. This is rampant across this country.
And the state, because, I mean, I've been talking about this with drunk driving deaths for a long time.
Yes.
A lot of these guys
same
have suspended sentences.
Yes. Yes.
Here's her dad. I'll just let him have the last word here because it breaks my heart.
39 crimes in 10 years, 25 felonies. Can anybody here explain to me, well, how possibly he could be on the street? I could sit down in a room and I could explain the whole process of how it failed, how South Carolina failed, Logan. Okay? How lack of communication. And that career criminal, an hour later, went on a spending spree with her debit card. When they saw his face on a video, they didn't have to do a check. He was arrested so many times, they knew who he was. They knew exactly where to go get him. Pathetic.
Yeah, judge who did it's on a bench right here in Greenville County. Probably hearing cases today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, talking about Logan Federico, her father raged yesterday during a congressional hearing meant to point out the deficiencies in blue state and blue city Democrat rule when it comes to crime. Problem is, that's in South Carolina. And his record, so much worse than the guy who killed Arena Zaruska. I mean, it is almost, there's just no words for it. Folks, you got to understand something about South Carolina, which is why we have one of the worst criminal environments in the country. And I'm talking including Chicago, New York, places like that, is because we're unique in that, unfortunately, our state constitution does not allow the election of judges and our state General Assembly votes on a slate of judges. Well, who picks them? Well, the law firms that pay the most to pick those judges. And so judges know when a lawyer from one of the firms comes before you. What they'll do is they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting legislators elected. And so when a lawyer from that particular firm doesn't even have to be the legislator himself, it could be a firm, another lawyer from the firm. The judge knows, look, if I go too tough on this person, I'm not going to get appointed to another term. So the judges work for the defense attorneys. And in this state, if you know which legislators are the powerful ones and what their law firms are, you hire that law firm, man, you about could do just about anything. I'm serious. I've seen it for years. So unfortunately, in the state of South Carolina, I really wish we could change the Constitution. The best way to deal with these judges is to defeat them at the ballot box. But you can't because the crooked legislators appoint them. And again, the only people who make it on the slate are those who, you know, are willing to just do what the defense attorneys want. And I guarantee that's probably what happened here. Either that or we're dealing with just a bunch of liberal, just two liberal judges who just, you know, will not send anyone to prison. So, just amazing that South Carolina, this case, when the Republicans wanted to make a case about absolute lawlessness, liberal judges letting people out. The two cases, one of them South Carolina and the other one Charlotte. Texter writes, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is shocking. And I'm going to stay on this. I need this judge to, again, email me back and explain to me, like, you know, your name's all over this, bud. Now, here's another question I have. And I know what this judge is probably going to say, because I used to be a crime reporter. Well, the prosecutor asked me to let him out again. Yeah, doesn't matter. You're the big boy. You're the judge. You can ultimately say no to the prosecutor. Yes, they request stuff. And yes, what the prosecutor requests obviously should be weighed, especially if they're asking for a lot of time. Prosecutor can't make a judge do anything. Judge can throw the deal out. Judge do whatever they want. So I'm betting he's going to say that's what the prosecutor wants. I could be wrong, but I'm betting that's what it's going to be. That's not an excuse. It's not acceptable. Again, the cases for the killer of Irina Zaruska nowhere near as egregious as what Alexander Dickey built up. 35 years in prison. Worth of suspended sentences across four cases. And I mean serious stuff. Burglary, you know, you're talking about a dozen charges for, you know, auto theft, in just one case. All felonies. 5 years suspended, 10 years suspended, 10 years suspended. Again, just for misbehaving. If he just decided he wasn't going to, you know, check in with his probation officer, that alone should have sent him to prison to do those 10-year sentences. And Logan Federico would be alive. But no, this is what's blowing my mind. The same judge, and it's on the court papers, the same judge in 1 year gave him two 10-year suspended sentences. I can't make it make sense. I can't. Now, again, I'm leaving myself some leeway here, because maybe when you see that many cases, maybe you don't realize that you've already given him one suspended sentence for the year. I can't imagine there wasn't a sheet with his record on it, though. I want you to notice all those felony charges, even if you don't remember you were the judge who did most of them. I mean, they're convictions. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you this is worse than Irina Zaruska in terms of his record. I mean, you're talking about 39 charges, 25 felonies, and 35 years in prison he was sentenced to across four cases, walking around. And by the way, that doesn't count the other 4 years I haven't figured out yet, which actually gets us to 39. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison back in 2023 by another judge, but he never served it for some strange reason. Maybe that one was suspended too, and they just don't note it in the court records. I don't know how you can get 4 years, but anyway, that was the year before he killed her. 39 years in prison, which, you know, I mean, he, in a way, it's unfair to the perp too, because he wouldn't have committed roughly 30 years of that had he just been put in prison the first time. So he wasn't going to be out to do it. She'd be alive. He wouldn't be facing a murder rap. I mean, this is an absolute bloody mess. And now the dad says that the Democrat liberal prosecutor there in Richland County, which is Columbia, he's demanding the death sentence, which is, I mean, it's the only thing that's proper here. He's demanding, demanding a death sentence, but the Democrat liberal prosecutor in Richland County, who actually just won the one election there, is not returning his phone calls. That's never a good sign. So, I mean, I think that South Carolina is about I think they're about to mess this up again. Take a listen.
39 crimes.
Wait, that's the wrong. Years. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Let me play the correct one. Here we go. I already played that. This is her dad testifying before Congress yesterday. This is how bad it is. And I tune into this thinking, oh, it's going to be Democrat crime policies. No, no, it's South Carolina.
My daughter wanted to be a teacher. She finally figured it out 2 weeks before she was executed. And I haven't heard a damn word from Byron Gibson in South Carolina. Not one word. 4 months, no communication. His biggest concern was that he was pissed off about my interview and how I made him look on the Fox News channel with Trey Gowdy. How pathetic is that? That we're letting our 22-year-old kid visiting friends. It's all she ever wanted to do was visit friends. And she literally was executed while on her knees begging for her life. Her name's Logan Federico, not Irina.
But again, this guy's record, Alexander Dickey, so much worse than the perp who killed Arena Zaryska. I mean, it almost makes Charlotte look like a safe place, relatively speaking, compared to South Carolina. Again, she's, the friends she visited were at USC. She just went to Columbia. What does that tell you? And again, the judge who did this sits on the bench in Greenville and is still actively a judge. He's probably hearing cases today. Do they have suspended sentences too? I'm just curious. What can you do in this state? I mean, like, you know, three burglaries, $10,000 plus grand larceny. I mean, maybe I've made a mistake working for a living. You know, maybe we should just all go take, you know, if your neighbor gets a nice new car, just go take it. Judges go with that. I mean, and folks, this is not the first time or the second time or the 15th time on this show in 11 years. Every time there's a drunk driving death, I'll go and I'll pull it. And every perp is also a criminal, the drunk driver, and it'll be two, three suspended sentences. And most of the time, not all, but most of the time, there's a drunk driving death. The guy should have been in prison, but the judge suspended the sentence. And then when he committed crime after crime after crime after that, didn't send him to prison, as is required with a suspended sentence. It's not the law, but it's certainly the judge's prerogative. I mean, it's just, it's, you're not supposed to rack up three or four of these. So we gotta fix this, and we need legislation to do it. We gotta take the prerogative away from these judges. They are out of control and so owned by the defense attorneys that honestly, it's a joke in this state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, I can tell you this, Tara. My ex-son-in-law is sitting in custody for 4 years with no chance of getting out early over drug charges. Not murder, not burglary, not larceny. I don't condone anything he did, but he didn't come close to murder, yet he's in jail now for 4 years. By the way, they put him in jail after he got the best job he ever had after spending 6 months in a drug treatment program. So figure that one out. Actually, you know what would not surprise me? I bet you that he made the mistake of hiring the wrong attorney. It's all about the attorney in South Carolina. If your attorney is either one of the state legislators who appoints the judges or is with the firm that that state legislator works for or owns, that's when the judge, I think, does whatever you want. Because they're just not getting reappointed. You cannot be a good judge and put away people represented by those attorneys and think you're going to get reappointed in the state. I mean, it is profoundly crooked, and the crookedness is baked into the system in our state constitution, which is one of the few states, there's less than five, where judges aren't elected. They are appointed by the crooked legislature, and we have an exceptionally crooked legislature, and the judges just tend to be liberal on top of it, so it's a mess. I think that's it. You hire the wrong attorney, judge is going to just act like a judge. It's unfortunate here. You really have to do your work if you're hiring an attorney. You hire the right attorney, though, from the right firm, one of the big law firms represented by the legislature. I mean, you could do it, just drive drunk over and over again, commit burglary, rack up 35 years of suspended sentences. You just walk around, pop somebody in the face with a gun. I mean, it's no big deal. It's South Carolina. It's kind of a crazy thing. It really is. But folks, I want to jump back into this for a second because this is a huge moment. One of the most well-known unsolved mystery murder cases in America's modern history is the Yogurt Shop Murders from Austin, Texas. And it's a teenage girl works at the yogurt shop. She's going to get off after work and go out with her friends. Her friends want her to hurry, finish the closing. Come on, let's go have fun. Typical teenagers. So her friends, three of them, stop by. They help her close. She's got to clean up, put stuff away, all of that. Somebody interrupts them. There were four of them. They find them with their hands tied with their own underwear. One of the girls is raped. Three semen profiles taken from that girl. One they ruled out as the boyfriend. The other one is a guy who we ended up finding out this weekend when they finally solved the case, is a guy by the name of Robert Beshears, who turns out to be a serial killer. So this weekend, they finally solved the yogurt shop murders. But why were they finally able to solve this crime? It's more than 30 years old. Happened in 1990. Because Greenville Police Chief Ken Miller, this is what's so fascinating, in 2018 wanted to solve the murder and rape of Jen Zetricki, very famous Greenville case, right? So he says, okay, we're going to try to catch him by building a profile. So we're going to go through the Ancestry database and see if we can trace nearby family members. Well, they do, and they hit on this guy, Robert Beshears. He hasn't donated his DNA, but other family members have. And by the way, even out to your third cousin, I don't even know any of my third cousins. If they have done one of those Ancestry profiles with the wrong company, they're in the database and they can find you. Even if you've never done a profile, they can go find family members who would have to be your family members. Well, they did this and they hit on Robert Beshears, but they needed a confirmation. So Chief Miller convinces the family of Beshears, who died in a shootout with police in 1999, to exhume his body. They take his pinky and one of his teeth. Sure enough, Beshears killed Jenny Zetricki. But here's the crazy thing. Miller files the DNA over the weekend. The Austin PD, so all the way in Texas, uses that DNA to realize Robert Beshears also did the yogurt murders. That's crazy. You know why? He was never a suspect. His name was never connected. That case was massive in Austin. In fact, two guys went to prison for the murders, both of whom confessed and neither of whom did it. They had about six people, about half a dozen people confessed to that murder. They picked two of them and put them in prison. Those guys eventually got out. Beshears was never even a suspect. They didn't even know he was there. That is the unbelievable power of modern DNA technology. Nobody can escape it. Nobody can escape it. So what happens? Well, not meaning to, Chief Miller outs a serial killer. Because it turns out he also killed a mother and a daughter, 12-year-old, raped the daughter. The 12-year-old daughter shot the mom, raped the daughter, and then killed them both in Missouri. So this guy, what he had been doing was what I've always suspected. There's a lot more serial killers out there that they've been doing. They get away with it. He starts in Missouri. He moves through Tennessee. He moves through where he does another crime. He moves through Greenville, kills Jenny Zetricki. He moves through Florida. He's got a case down there. And now he's in Texas. So Chief Miller on WYFF yesterday, and they did a great report on this, Chief Miller was saying, hey, you know, these small departments across the country that don't upload their DNA crime profiles, the big national database, they need to run them against this guy's profile because he's probably killed more women. So it turns out this dude's a serial killer. Now, here's where it's crazy. And this is what I think is so fascinating. Today, he didn't get past killing his first victim. It's impossible. I'm telling you. Serial killing is obsolete in this country. Now, for instance, if you're saying you're Bundy, right? One of the most famous serial killers of all time. We know he killed over 30 women. We think it may be more than 100, but we know for sure it's over 30. He doesn't get past killing number two. Not in the modern era. Not with DNA. And certainly not with cameras. And as Lee said earlier, certainly not with automobiles recording everywhere you go. It's just those three things, you can't do it anymore. And we've really seen that in the last year. I mean, before they got Koberger on his DNA, which they were going to do eventually anyway, you know, the co-ed murders in Idaho. And they were working on that. They were doing the ancestry profile thing. They would have got him eventually, but they got him on video. They just getting the video camera, they traced his steps and were able to figure it out. There's so many cameras now, they just start tracing your path. Okay, here's the scene. What camera caught him on this block? What camera caught him on that block? And they'll just go for miles till they got you. And they're going to get you every time. They're going to get you every time. So fascinating that probably one of the most famous, most iconic cold cases in America solved because Chief Ken Miller and the Greenville PD and the wonderful homicide detectives that I know still work these cold cases exhumed Bradshaw's body back in 2018. And now we know who did it. Too late for justice. There is some in the fact that he killed himself while caught up in a shootout with police. But still, the potential is amazing. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Please explain why you didn't play Pete Hegseth's comments. Because he had cursed, but you did play Mr. Federico's comments with his using the Lord's name in vain two times. Why is it worse? But because Pete Hegseth used a word that the FCC theoretically could fine a station for. It did not go out over the air because we bleeped it. But yeah, it's up to $300,000 fine. And then the GD part is not fine worthy. I thought about bleeping it. I usually do bleep a GD, and you've probably heard me do it before, if it's used gratuitously. And I thought about bleeping it when Logan Federico's dad said it. And I thought seriously about it yet when I was cutting it. And I really thought about it, and I thought, nah. Now I'm not going to censor him in any way. I want you to hear it uncut. No, I mean, if we're going to tolerate what we tolerate in this state, a far worse criminal environment than what they have in Charlotte, which is Democrat-led, then you should have to listen to it. We should all have to listen to it. I'm not censoring him. Yeah, I don't like it either. It makes me cringe. I try not to use those words, and I think it's disrespectful, but I'm not going to restrain a father in any way. You need to hear it. We all needed to hear it. It really drove the point home that his daughter didn't have to die because the guy who killed her was sitting on 35 years worth of suspended sentences across four cases. All a judge had to do was say, with the next three cases, you violated the first one, you go into prison for 5 years, bud. Two judges across those four cases did this. And again, a judge who should have invoked the 10-year suspended sentence, he would have been in prison and not out to kill Logan Federico, turns around and gives him another 10-year suspended sentence. I mean, at some point, I just got to know these judges. I mean, are you ever going to send anyone to prison or no? It's just a joke to you. Anyway, I have an information request into that judge, and I've invited him on the show so we can talk to all of us. We need to figure out what we need to do to stop this in the state of South Carolina. This can't go on any longer. And by the way, this is not my first rodeo. I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years on this station. And it's the same thing. Every time somebody dies in a drunk driving accident, I start pulling a record. People who drive drunk tend to commit crimes, believe it or not. Other crimes. A lot of larceny, a lot of felony. I don't know, like it'd be burglary, larceny, theft, stuff like that. And what you'll find is suspended sentence after suspended sentence. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time they would have been in prison had the judge simply said, nope, you're on your third crime. On your second crime, I gave you a suspended sentence. Too late, bud, you're going to prison. That's all it takes. Texture rates. I accidentally discovered an unknown half brother through 23andMe. I am shocked. Wow. Yeah, you know, you can do that now. There was another story about that recently. It was about a father who didn't know he had a son and discovered it on one of the ancestry sites because now they're taking your DNA and automatically adding you to the family tree, which can cause some dicey situations. Texter writes, Terry, you don't know how right you are about the South Carolina justice system. When I was a teenager, I was involved in a case after 2 years of the state not wanting to go to court, my lawyer getting nowhere. I got a new lawyer, much higher priced lawyer. My case was dropped within a month for lack of evidence. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot we can do about that. A suspended sentence. What we need in a state is a law that says you get a suspended sentence. And I'm not opposed to a suspended sentence on a first offense. Somebody give somebody one more chance to go right. But if you violate the terms of the deal or you break another law, honey, you go right to prison. You're going to do the whole thing. And in a state, you have to serve at least 80%. So that'd have been 8 years. Logan Federico would be alive. There's no reason for this. And again, if you side by side the guy in Charlotte who murdered Arena Zaruska. And this guy, you can look up his record if you want. It'll blow your mind. I mean, truly blow your mind. Alexander Dickey. Alexander Dickey blows that other guy out of the water. I mean, just the first 5-year sentence, there's 12 charges there. Every one of them a felony. You know, it's just possession of a stolen vehicle, breaking into vehicles. I mean, it's just it's crazy. Shouldn't need to die. And I, like I said, maybe I did the wrong thing. I'll have to answer for it, I'm sure. But I didn't want to edit her father in any way. I wanted you to hear directly from him, unfiltered. Have a great rest of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.